anyone know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Welcome back to Pound for Pound Radio, motherfucker. Motherfucking boxing. You hear that, mainstream? Still boxing. 13 years in the game. Still undefeated. Got this, your girl. My wife's been hitting me up a lot lately. But, hey, listen, that's personal life, man. But let's talk boxing. 18 more to go to 200, man. You know. Well, you know, the thing is, in LA, it's been difficult to get opponents, but I do know a few spots that I've been to before, that I've beaten Marines at before. I've beaten, you know, a lot of top-level fighters, a lot of top-level pros, and, you know, motherfuckers that are involved in combat. But as of today, you know, an unbiased list from the GOAT himself, Charlie Zelenoff, you know. I mean, who can give a better pound-for-pound list than the greatest of all time? You know what I'm saying? Okay, obviously I'm number one. Come on. That's not even a debate. Number one pound for pound. I have been number one for quite a long time. And I always will be until the end of time, because nobody will ever beat me and nobody will ever surpass me. Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound boxer, number one fighter in the world, hands down. Number two, Anthony Thompson. He was the ninjutsu fighter, but, you know, Anthony Thompson, he showed a very good chin, despite getting popped in the face by the best puncher in the game, and Charlie Z. That's my chick is hitting me up. Hold on. And a lot of durability he showed in. Yeah, number three, ninjutsu fighter, ninjutsu Muay Thai champion that I beat. Left hook I gave him in the beginning of the fight, that was phenomenal. Number four, Sambo Russia, number five, Southpaw. So now, Jules of Walla, Derek DeJohn, Deontay Wilder, not even top five anymore. Man, Deontay Wilder, man, that guy's a clown. I'm going to fuck him up again if I ever see him, if he ever fights me again. I doubt he will. But Anthony Thompson, speaking of Anthony's, Anthony Joshua is not even the best fighter named Anthony. You hear that, Joshua? Man, I've seen this bum get fucking rocked by another bum on television. This dude can't fight, man. Hold on, man. Everybody, I'm sorry. I got this new girlfriend I've been talking to. She's Armenian, you know, really hot. You know. Better than that skank Kim Kardashian. she really is hotter than Kim, though. Hold on. That's the media, you know what I mean? Like, I got to respond, obviously. A meeting like Valentine's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I just, Me and my wife Skyped, but then I met this girl, and, you know. Now listen, man, I don't know. I went three times to the Ukraine, and, well, I told Daria that, if, you know, just give me some time to think about it, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen, honestly, man. It's, the Armenian girl is really nice, really into me, but, you know, we only know each other for a week, so I don't want to get all fucking super hyped, you know what I mean? We'll see, man. We'll see what happens. if it works out with her, then great. She's the, I hope she's the one. But if it does not, for some odd reason, then I will get back with my wife. But we'll see. Yeah, I don't want to make any plans. Whatever happens, happens, man. The bottom line is 182-0, baby. But yeah, I want to comment on the overrated Muhammad Ali. No, I don't care if the guy's dead. I'm just going to look. I speak the truth. I spit facts. You know, you see my fight. I posted the last video I posted. That was actually funny how I clowned the haters. Like, that right hand that I hit that Anthony Thompson with. Listen, like I said, Anthony Joshua is not even the best fighter named Anthony. Anthony Thompson would kill Anthony Joshua, man. What the fuck, man? Charlie Zelenoff. Dude, are you people serious, man? The volume punching that I would, man, I would annihilate Anthony Joshua. He's a fucking bum. He sucks, man. These mainstream fighters are not good. They're actors. Do you understand? They get paid to entertain delusional trolls. These delusional trolls that hate on me. These actors get paid to entertain. It's a show. It's not about who. When they told me, Charlie, it's not. This is not what you're looking for. This is okay for to all you delusional fucking idiots. The reason why I do not participate or fight on HBO is or Showtime is because those clowns told me when I try to fight for them. They said, Charlie, this is not. You're a real fighter. You're trying to knock everyone's head off. I'm sorry, but this is not what this is about. This is a show, and we're about making money only. Now do you people get it? These are not the pros. They have to call themselves that so they can sell, so they can, you know, it's a scam. If they admit, if they say what I'm saying right now, they're not going to, that's it. If they completely blow their cover, then their scam business goes to shit. That doesn't make sense. Mainstream boxing is not real. It's not real. You people that think it's real and that you downgrade the underground, you people need help. You people are sick in the head. Charlie Zelenoff has won 72 fucking matches in 2016. I start 2017 with 5 wins in January. You stupid motherfuckers. I'm the fucking greatest. You cannot downgrade and sell that short, that kind of greatness. You cannot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like nowadays, like, you know, be humble. I am humble with my fans, but you know what? I'm going to speak the truth, man. My Armenian girl hitting me up. You guys want a date with the... my Armenian girlfriend on Valentine's. Yeah, and I bet you deluded haters are going to be alone for Valentine's Day. Fucking retards, man. With your Valentine, man. Your monitor? Keyboard? Man. Fucking losers, man. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. These fucking clowns, they told me straight on the phone, man. They said this is a show. This is like fucking WWE, literally, man. Yeah, maybe more real than WWE, but it's got WWE-ish bullshit, man. Come on. Oh, yeah, speaking of Mike Tyson, man. Oh, Muhammad Ali. I want to speak of Muhammad Ali. Now, because of Muhammad Ali's humanitarian shit, what he did for the, you know, the people, for the cultural icon, all this shit, hey, look, I'm not knocking on that, all right? But see, and you know, that's why a lot of these actors say, oh, being the GOAT, being the best, it's not just about what you do in the ring, it's what you do out of the ring. Wait a minute, what? Out of the ring? What does that have to do with... No. You see, in the real pros, in the real world of fighting, we're judged on what we do in the ring, meaning, and it doesn't have to be in the ring, in the battlefield. When you put on gloves, when you square up, when you fight in the gym, what I do against other fighters, we're judged on how we fight. We're judged on how we battle. You know what I mean? Not what happens outside of that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Well, I'm a very successful man outside the ring. I mean, look at my ex-wife, beautiful, gorgeous, goddess. My current girlfriend, goddess, super sexy. I mean, the fuck, selling my shirts, making money from my name, my endorsement. Of course, less money than what the fake stream has to offer, but a lot more wins, a lot more victories. One 82-0, man. Name me a boxer. From what do we? Obviously, nobody now has that kind of record. Name me a boxer from like fucking 100, 300 years ago. Nobody, man. Nobody. Name me a bare knuckle fighter that has that had that many wins and never lost, or even a record close to that, like something like 150 and 2 or something like that, or 150, or like 101 or some shit. You know what I mean? Nothing. You understand? It's like Charlie Z is number one pound for pound, and whoever number 2, 3, 4, they don't even come close, man. Not taking anything away from other good fighters, man, but they don't come close. I beat the best fighters. Anthony Thompson, Southpaw, Sill, let's see, Ninjutsu fighter, Sambo Russian, Joe Zavala, those are the best fighters. I beat them all. No, I mean, I'm the best, but they're like in the top, you know what I'm saying, top five, top 10, you know, I beat all the best fighters. Deontay Wilder is not a top five fighter in the world. He was, but then I beat so many better fighters that it's just they eclipsed Deontay Wilder. And now looking back at that, for those fights, should I say, Deontay Wilder's a clown. And Muhammad Ali, again, the humanitarian shit that he did, you know? They overrate him because of that. They overrate his boxing because of what he did outside of the ring. You can't do that. That's not right. Why are you going to overrate a fighter when he, you know, when he really wasn't that good? You got to judge him for how he really performed in the ring. You know what I mean? 56-5? And then they're going to go, oh, but when he lost to Larry Holmes, he was old. But you're fucking delusional, man. I would knock out Ali and Larry Holmes in the same night, man. These guys are not good, man. They're not legends, man. What's your definition of a legend, man? Somebody who does, okay, cultural icon, humanitarian shit. That I'm not knocking on that. He helped black people. He helped his race. That's good. You know, for that, okay, yeah. You know, he can get a thumbs up for that. But for boxing, I'm sorry. He's overrated, vastly overrated. Not on the skill level of Charlie Zonoff. Not even close. I didn't deserve to get insulted by his fans the way I did. Therefore, I don't care if the guy's dead. I'm going to speak the truth about him. I never wish death on him. I'm not like that. Never. I never did. I'm saying. I've said this when Ali was alive. I'm saying it now. He was never the GOAT. There can only be one GOAT. Charlie Zonoff. He was never even number two. The fighters I beat would beat the shit out of him. Sambo Russian, Marines that I beat, a Navy SEAL. You kidding me? Anthony Thompson, Joe Zavala, Derek the Giant, hell, even Wilder. I don't know. Wilder's, they're both overrated. The point is, I beat a lot of fighters who would knock Ali and Tyson. This guy's a complete fucking clown, man. Tyson was ferocious and all that. Listen, I've seen Tyson hit the bag, right? Full out. In the custom model days, man. And I was not impressed. When I hit the bag, remember when Marvelous was recording me after I beat Teardrop, and he was saying he was climbing Teardrop. He's like, yeah, the old man rescue ass Charlie Z, man. All that power, man. He's like, this motherfucker's shaking a roof. He's like, y'all ain't in here. You know what I'm saying? Literally, man. I shook the roof. Do you understand how much fucking power you need to have in your hands to shake the roof of a gym? By hitting the bag? No, I would no. Literally, that's incredible. If you can't acknowledge that kind of shit, then something is seriously wrong. And you call yourself a fight fan? I'm the best, man. I'm the greatest. Yeah, it's like see, the thing that kind of scares me is that one day when my boxing career does come to an end, when I can't fight forever. I could fight till I'm 40, 50, but one day it's going to come to an end, right? I don't know. I mean, like, damn. No, see, the thing is, it's just that a lot of people know who I am now, and harder to get a fight, man. It's hard. I had to go to Vegas because in L.A. nobody wanted to fight me. I smashed some gangbanger bare knuckle, but I'm not about that life. Well, yeah, if I have to, I'm gonna knock a motherfucker out, like I did to Big Boy in the ring that I made the video today, and I was just like very, showing emotions about the knockout. It was a great knockout. I'll do that without my gloves if I have to, but I'm not about that life anymore. You know what I mean? I used to go out in the hood before and just like see big motherfuckers like Inglewood Giant, 6'8", he was 6'8", boom, right in the jaw, fucking broke his shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, before I didn't give a fuck if it was on video or not, I just used to knock motherfuckers out on video, off video. Now, I do my best to do it with gloves, on video. I enjoy to box more now than to street fight, you know what I mean? This is an underground organization, everything counts. I'm a champion, bare knuckle, and with gloves. I'm equally as good, as great, should I say. But, you know. Hold on. Yeah, and, no, I'll get to 200, but I just feel I need a break. It's not the whole February off, then maybe come back, like, mid to late February. Well, not mid, because, Valentine's Day. Well, yeah, after Valentine's Day, if I get a win, make it 183. Just Anthony Thompson was a really good fighter. It's not easy to get fights at all, man. To get a fighter that, 6'4", fast, good boxer, elusive, and beat his ass on video. And then, it's just, it's hard. It's going to be hard to top, man. No, my performance, I rushed him and everything. I can do that again versus another opponent. Man, I can drop somebody next fight, but we'll see, though. I always find good opponents. Sambo Russian, Joe Zavala, this motherfucker. I mean, come on, man. That's the thing, man. I fight anybody and everybody, but I fight, like, heavyweight and cruiserweight opponents that are, worthy opponents. Like, I challenge myself, Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, man. The whole Ali shit, they overrated him because of what he did outside the ring. That's just not right. You can't overrate somebody, because of what they did. And I don't know. In the real fight world, you judge on how you fight. You know what I'm saying? How you fight. Not on what you did. But that's why Ali's overrated, man. You look at the guy's boxing, he got beat 5 times. If he was to enter the undergrounds, put on the gloves, I'm saying if he was still alive, he'd take a time machine. Young Muhammad Ali was to fight today's Charlie Zonoff, he would get his ass beat just like all these other guys get their ass beat. I would knock him out or TKO him by accumulation of punches. He would lose. Obviously he would lose to me. I would fucking murder him. I'm the GOAT, man. Yeah, so, and these retards that always put my radio out and try to, like fucking edit the shit, and people are sick, man. That's the thing. When I block, okay, no more comments under the fights. Let's see. No more comments under the fights. Comments are blocked. Facebook, I don't check my messages. I only talk to the people that I know. You people are done. Like, you can't bother me anymore. And that bothers you. You can't bother me, and it bothers you, right? But now you're, like, so desperate. You're making these crazy false videos. And guess what? It's going to bother you even more. I don't watch those videos. I see them, like, no, I don't see them. I see the... You get what I'm saying? When I'm watching my fight, on the side, there's like a bunch of videos, and they're like positive videos, negative videos, and I can see there's like hater video, delusional hater video, false title, talking shit. I don't click on it. I'm just saying, you people are still doing this shit? Okay, but I still beat Anthony Thompson, man. I did everything that you idiots wanted me to do. Okay, I beat a pure boxer. I always went on video. Most of my fights are on video. It's on video, and he admitted that he lost. In sparring, you don't lose or win. It's, you know what I'm saying? When I said good fight, he didn't say, oh, but I thought we were sparring. It was a fight. He didn't say that. He said, yeah, man, good fight, shook hands, whatever, fist bump. This boy got hands, took that chance. That's it. You haters are fucking delusional, schizophrenic. People are nuts. All right? What more do you want? I beat the guy. He was undefeated, and he even admitted that he lost. I remember comments these delusional fucks would say, like, oh, let's hear your opponent say that they're actually fighting you. Hey, you heard it, man, and you sure as fucking saw it, how I beat him. What now? What do you have to say now, huh? Still talking shit, let me guess. Still talking shit, right? You people need help, man. I don't want your respect. I'm not trying to impress you people. What is this? Some people are like, oh, you're trying to impress the haters? Impress them? 182-0, that's impressive. That's beyond, that's impressive and is an understatement, man. 182-0 is once in a lifetime. That is unheard of, man. That is just, fuck, I'm the greatest, man. That's amazing. So, I mean, yeah. Come on. And, yeah, so now it's just about, you know, getting to know my girl more, and hopefully she's the one, and take some time off, a few weeks, month at the most, and come back in March at the latest, probably February, but prove, man, but I mean, come on, I'm fighting every single month, 17 months in a row. I mean, what's wrong if I take a month? Man, I could take 2, 3, 4, 5 months off if I want. I know I'm not going to take that long off. I'm saying an example. I could if I want to. Nobody could criticize me. I fight all the time. I'm always beating somebody's ass. I'm always breaking somebody's face. I'm always dropping, knocking somebody out, outboxing somebody, TKOing them, punching them, beating the fuck out of them. I'm always doing this. I got nothing to prove. If I say, hey, you know what, the champ wants to take a break, man, then I could take a break. Before fucking New Year's and Christmas, I took like 3 weeks off, you know what I mean? For me, that's a break, man. These fake motherfuckers on television, they take years off. And all these clowns on Boxing Scene and BoxRec, those forums, what do you idiots have to say now? Share dog. Yeah, you fucking camel dog. What the fuck is that, man? What the fuck kind of made up bullshit, you retards? Wow, man. You people are sick in the head, man. Like, straight up, you people need fucking psychiatric help. Like, you people need to be locked up in a loony bin. Like, fucking definitely. Meaning no release for you people. That's how you people are nuts. I have beaten everybody. Like, you people would leave me crazy comments like, oh, is this guy real? Is this real or not? Like, hey, now you know it's real. Like, I bloodied the nose of an undefeated cruiserweight boxer. I beat Jill Zavala, a top-level heavyweight power-punching MMA fighter that fought on TV. And after I beat his ass, he was supposed to debut in the UFC. He never showed his face again, not on television, not on YouTube. Done. Retired him. Punched Deontay Wilder with a left hook, and he flew, literally, from one side of the ring to the other side of the ring. And you're saying, now you know it's real. Exactly. So shut the fuck up, man. People have been exposed big time. Big time. But you can't do anything about it now. You can't. You talked so much shit, and you motherfuckers just got fucking wiped out. I wiped everyone out. I beat everybody. Destroyed everybody in boxing, in fighting. I went to Ukraine when I was married to Daria. I went to Ukraine, and I was fucking her every day, and then I put on gloves. Anyway, I won fights bare knuckle over there. Right before I beat Anthony Thompson, I posted that win 171 because, like, it got deleted many times because the boxer that I beat, I don't know, he had somebody delete the fight, man, because he said he fought for some federation in Ukraine and all this bullshit, and those motherfuckers kept deleting the fight, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck you motherfuckers, federation, man. I fight for BBF, motherfucker. That's what I was telling him. Yeah, so, I mean, like, I'm beating everybody. Since I'm beating everybody of all federations, then what is the ultimate federation in combat? The UBF. Well, I'm the best, right? I'm beating everybody. Okay, so that means the UBF is the most legit boxing fighting organization in all of sports, in all of combat sports. Yeah, so that's what it is. 182 and now Charlie Z, the greatest. 183, it's going to be later this month. I don't know. Whenever I decide to go fight, that's when it's going to be. But I'm telling you right now, 183 is going to be another beatdown. That volume punching, it works. The swarming style, it works. No, nobody. Listen, 182 tried, 182 failed. Like my hat says, like my record says. You saw the fight. Nobody can go up against that. Too much pressure, speed, power is just like relentless, man. Charlie Zelenoff, the best. The GOAT.